That's that. Let's move on. Let me see. Maria Botros is here. We have the Arab Youth Survey 2017. I did look at this and think, it's good that it's out, but I haven't either read it nor am I part of Arab Youth, so I need to learn here, which is probably good. As the Burs and Marstella have published this, there's some interesting findings about the views of the MENA region as a whole from Arab Youth. It's the 9th annual survey. Interviews took place from February to March. Maria Botros, as I said, is here. So let's start with the survey, how it was conducted. What kinds of people? Who was interviewed?
Okay, so this survey was huge. 3,500 face-to-face interviews were conducted with nationals of Arab countries. So that includes the GCC region, North Africa, and the Levant area. In total, 16 countries basically were targeted. Participants or interviewees were Arab youth that were between the ages of 18 and 24. The sample was also equally split, half of which were male and the other half female, to have balanced findings. And the thing is that, unfortunately, the report shows that young Arabs are increasingly becoming pessimistic. More than half reported that they do not believe that their countries are moving in the right direction. However, it's slightly different when looking at this question regionally. I mean, young Arabs in the Gulf region. They were the only ones who were overwhelmingly optimistic. Adding to that, which is actually quite concerning, 2 in 3 Arabs in the Levant area and Yemen feel like their best days are behind them. The issue is that young Arabs feel like their governments should do more to address their needs. It's all about necessities being met, and a lot of them just don't believe in their governments. A lot of them don't believe they can have a bright future back home.
And we've seen over the years the coverage about IS and how that has become more and more of a concern to many of the governments in the region. What are some of the solutions that the youth have in mind for the IS issue in the Middle East?
Right. So in the previous years, IS was a major concern, or in fact a growing concern among the people in the region. Surprisingly, this year, the survey shows that young Arabs have a different perspective as to how IS can be taken down. They believe that some of the top priorities in battling IS are educational reforms and job opportunities. They actually expressed that these two points are as important as taking military action, and that military action alone just won't cut it. It won't deal with the problem. Today, there was a panel discussion held about the recent findings from the survey, and speaking at the event was Sunil John, founder and CEO of Azdat Bursan Marsteller, and he explained how the MENA region's youth view IS today.
31% still felt they are stronger, but 61% said they are weaker. And the countries that are more likely to say weaker are Iraq, Lebanon, and the Palestinian territories, while those who thought they were getting stronger are from Libya, Yemen, and Saudi Arabia.
Sunil John from Bursan Marsteller. So if IS or Daesh is less of a concern than it was amongst youth in the region, what are the issues that are bothering them? What are the issues that have had, according to the youth of the region, a greater impact on the region?
Okay, so this is an interesting question because the results were quite surprising in this area. When they were asked which developments in 2016 will have the biggest impact on the Arab world for the next 5 years, that is, at the top of the list was Donald Trump's victory in the U.S. presidential election. They believed that Trump's victory was more consequential for the region than the rising oil prices, than Daesh losing territory, than the military conflict continuing in Yemen. Basically, anything else that may be affecting the region fell underneath. Curtis Freet is the CEO of PSB Research, and he shared how the youth felt about Trump's victory.
We also asked young Arabs, which word, if any, best describes how you feel about Donald Trump's presidency, and gave them a list to choose from. The list was an even mix of positive and negative words, so we weren't biasing the response in any way. And almost two-thirds chose one of the negative words, the top ones being concern, anger, and fear. Only 19% chose a positive word, and 5 in 6 young Arabs viewed Donald Trump unfavorably, making him the least popular of the 3 U.S. presidents so far in the 21st century among young Arabs. So why is Donald Trump so unpopular? It might be because an overwhelming majority of young Arabs think Trump is anti-Muslim. In fact, across the region as a whole, 70% think he's anti-Muslim. Half of young Arabs, 49% to be exact, say Trump's travel ban will make it easier for terror groups to recruit young Muslims.
So then many of these youngsters are feeling pessimistic, hopeless, they can't trust the governments or feel like their countries are heading in the wrong direction. Where can they find opportunities and where can they have a future if they can't in their own countries?
Okay, so as you said, many of these respondents felt like they weren't getting the quality of life or the job opportunities they deserve back home. But they can here in the UAE. The results from the survey show that 1 in 3 young Arabs say the Emirates is their preferred country of residence. That is a 13% increase from last year's responses, when just 22% put the UAE in the top spot. Now that's a jump up. The United States, Canada, and Germany trail behind, with most of the popularity going towards the Emirates. 36% of the adolescents surveyed across the 16 countries say the Emirates is the top ally of their countries. More than a third of the young Arabs also viewed the UAE as the model nation for their home countries to emulate. Now, why is that? What distinguishes the UAE from the rest of the Arab nations? I mean, that's the question that everyone keeps asking. Sunil John explains.
It's almost double than USA, as most people, as an aspirational place for people to go. For the sixth consecutive year, UAE has stayed there as the place that young Arabs want to live in. Why is the UAE the choice? Look at that, so simple. Safety and security. Second, have a growing economy. They have a whole range of jobs. They want a job, they want to start a family, they want a home. High quality of education system, a good place to raise the family, easy to start a business and friendly to expats, respects cultural traditions, and of course, it's tax-free.
That was Sunil John, founder and CEO of Asdat Bursin Marsteller.
And that was Maria Butros from the ARN News Centre looking at the Arab Youth Survey 2017. It is out. Not what I expected. It's the 9th time. We look at this every year, but there is certainly a change. More on that on the news. For now, Maria, nice to see you. Thank you.
Thank you.
420.
Welcome to Our World, where we bring...